And if you remember the song that the youth led, which was the first one, this is Amazing Grace. It talks about God makes us from an orphan. He rescues orphans and widows and makes us a son and a daughter. And right now, globally, we know there's a lot going on with the refugee crisis, especially with Syria.
今天他们在青少年带领诗歌的时候，第一首歌提到我们是怎样的孤儿，神是怎样拯救我们。而在当今的世界里面，全球有很多的难民危机。We
want to spend some time in a few moments praying for them as well.
我们愿意在今天花点时间为叙利亚的难民祷告。So
let's, for our congregational prayer today, let us start with Romans chapter 12, verse 4 or 5. We do this every week upstairs. Please read together with me, nice and loud, Romans chapter 12, verses 4 to 5. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body. Look at your neighbor, left and right, and each member belongs to all the others.
这个是罗马书12章4到5节。 我们来向你周围的朋友来念述这句经文。
So first off, if you could just on your own, just quiet your hearts for 20 to 30 seconds, just on your own.
让我们在神面前安静,
as we celebrate Labor Day, we celebrate laborers, let this time be a time where you can celebrate with God this chance that you have a time to rest, a time to rest with his people, a time to rest before God. Help us, ask him to help calm our hearts and lead us into this time of teaching and worship.
我们特别感恩神在劳动节的日子里面给我们多余的一天休息，让我们寻求内心的安静和平安，在他的面前。Father
God, we commit this time to you that we would not only be praying for ourselves, but praying for those around us.
亲爱的天父，我们用这个时间，不仅为我们自己祷告，也为我们周围的人来到你的面前祷告。As
we pray for our church,
我们为我们教会。
As we pray for our role in the community,
为我们在我们社区的,
and as we also pray for some things that are happening globally,
也为全球发生的事件,
we commit this next 4 or 5 minutes to you. In your name we pray.
我们在下面的时间交到你的手里。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, this week, Sister Wei, where's Sister Wei?
本周徐薇,
Sister Wei, what day is the church anniversary?
我们教会的
September 9th. So today is September 6th. So in about 3 days, we celebrate what anniversary, Sister Wei? It's our 6th, 7th, 8th? 8th anniversary. So did everyone know that? It's our 8th anniversary this Tuesday.
Right? 再过三天是我们教会建立成立八周年的一个纪念日, 9月9日。
So I would like us, first of all, to spend some time praying. Together, we do this upstairs in a smaller setting. And in open prayer time, I'd like us to think of something that you are grateful for the past 8 years as a church together.
在过去的八年里面，有没有你心存感恩的事情？ 让我们一起来祷告。
So I'm going to open it up for 2 to 3 minutes as an open mic time to say one sentence or two sentences that you are grateful for to God for the past 4 years, 5 years, 8 years.
请大家都可以 开口祷告，在下面的几分钟里面说一件你感恩的事情，在过去的八年里面。And
then here's what we'll do. After each person, whether they're older or younger, English or Chinese, says their sentence, we will together say, thanks be to God. Let's practice that. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
How do we translate that?
感谢归于神。
Okay.
感谢归于神。
All right.
当每个人在说完自己的感谢的时候, 我们全体教会就说, 让感谢归于神, 用中文。
Let's try this, like popcorn. Let's see what pops up. And if not, then we'll start calling on people.
就像爆米花一样的, 请大家自己, 说出你感谢的事情。
Start with the youth. Youth, we practiced this last week. We had about 4 or 5 people that shared something. Let's start with a young person.
我们从青少年开始。
The brother-sister duo of Billy and Michelle, what is one thing that you're grateful for?
从哥哥和妹妹开始, 有没有在过去八年里面你有感恩的事情? 我非常感恩有一个地方。
Together, thanks be to God, or in Chinese.
一切感谢归于神。
Amen.
谢归于神, Amen.
Grace would like to say something. Together in English and Chinese, thanks be to God. Let's hear from some adults now.
让一切感谢归于主。
Thanks be to God.
And then watching for the family fellowship so that we can support each other.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Sister Wei, and then watch.
我感谢有这样的教会跟我有共同的文化背景和语言背景，我们一起来敬拜赞美神。
Thanks be to God.
让一切感谢归于神，一切感谢归于神主。
Thanks be to God.
God, yeah. Thank you, God, for bringing us to the city to Austin from Phoenix. What a wonderful trip.
感谢神，借着祠堂，让我们生命一同来成长。
Thanks be to God. 谢谢神，让我们借着。Sorry, I was saying the other way around. Thank you, God, for helping us grow in life during the past 8 years. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
我非常感谢在过去的几年里面，我能够跟青少年一起，跟 Paul 一起来帮助青少年成长。感谢赞美主。Thank Lord that we are so grateful that we see youth has grown up to do the worship ministry for us, and we are so encouraged and blessed. 8 years ago, the youth came as young children.
8 years ago?
8 years ago. Years ago.
Wow. Right? I'm so really old.
Yeah.
8 years ago. Years ago.
They came as young, very young children, but now they've grown up to be young leaders now.
Little infants and babies to young men and women. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Once again, shake hands, not only because it's Labor Day, but because it's our church birthday. So turn to four or five people and say, we're going to have an even better 8 years. Go. We're going to have an even better 8 years.
Yes, yes. 让我们彼此问安。
Happy Labor Day.
为教会的生日，让大家彼此祝愿我们接下来的八年会更加的好。
Okay, I'm gonna watch my time today. We have we turn from gratefulness and a posture of thankfulness to God for what He's doing here in this part of the world.
我们非常带着感恩的心今天到这里来。
And we also remember our brothers and sisters globally and some of the crisis going on.
我们也纪念在全球的一些的危机。
Most people will know what's been happening in the world. I know a few people have been really busy and are just catching up. I'm going to begin with this image as we begin to pray for the Syrian refugees.
让我们来看一看叙利亚的难民的照片。
This is a young toddler who was washed up, separated from his family. Some of his other brothers and sisters also passed away. There are 4 million refugees currently, is the estimate, that are fleeing the civil war in Syria.
现在大概有400万的叙利亚难民离开他们的祖国，奔向欧洲各地作为难民。这是一个3岁的小男孩，在上周的时候跟他的家庭失散，死亡在海滩上。
At some point, each of us have come to this country as an immigrant, probably not a refugee, but we have this. We should be very grateful for our privilege to come to America.
我们中的很多人来这里是作为移民，虽然不是指难民，但是我们有类似的背景，因为我们特别的感恩，说我们是这样有一个特权，享受今天的和平。
I'm going to get David Siegel. My voice is going a little bit. I'm going to ask David Siegel to help read this for me because it's in English. Just remember that we were once each strangers to this land, and people in this world are looking for freedom like we are. David, could you help me read this part?For sake of time, Sister Lei, we'll just, if you could look this up. This is from Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 to 43.
这个是马太福音25章41到43节，讲说我们一样作为一个外邦人进入到一个新大陆，我们应该有同样的同情心和同理心，能够体会这些难民。
So together we should face our own fears and prejudice. Christians, and especially Chinese Christians, should have a critical and weary attitude toward nationalism of any kind, because our citizenship,The Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 3 is in heaven.
就像保罗使徒保罗说的，我们作为基督徒，我们的公民，我们其实是天堂的公民。
So together, I'm going to invite us together to pray.
今天我们想要在一起祷告。
And as we look at these images that help us to pray, we should realize that these people in these images, they aren't migrants or refugees or a problem or a crisis. These are human beings.Desperately trying to flee war zones that have terrorized their lives.
这些他们其实并不是本来就是难民，他们只是想逃离战火的地方来寻求自由和平安。
So let's pray together. Please read with me the parts in white. So we pray together. O Lord, we pray that we would choose to see them, not become immune to their faces and their tragedy. We pray we will not be the generation that had access to everything, yet did nothing. We pray that when others stand up in protest of them, moving into our cities and neighborhoods, we would choose to embrace our new friends. Sister Lim, you can translate those paragraphs.
亲爱的天父，我们真的向你祷告说，我们并不排斥这些人，我们应该张开我们的双臂，欢迎他们来到我们的社区和成为我们的朋友。我们应该祷告跟神说，我们不应该享有特权、拥有东西，而却不做任何事情。
Together, let's close. We pray that instead of turning a blind eye, our hearts would be broken, and where possible, we will help. This is our generation. This is our watch. Together, Lord, please hear our prayers. Amen.
神啊，真的是，这是我们的这一代的人，这是我们是需要守望的事情。请让我们能够尽我们的所能来帮助他们。求神听我们的祷告。Amen.
Amen. So let's come together, RCCA, this week.To continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in the Middle East and the refugee crisis. Will you do that this week?
请大家这周回去以后都为中东的情况和难民的情况祷告。He was asking who created, who was the originator of the problem.
I think it's been 15 to 20 years of war in the Middle East.And it's impacting the surrounding countries. And so people flee from country to country.
中东有15年到20年的战火，所以这就造成了大量的难民问题。
Syria has about 23 million people. 4 million are refugees right now. 7 are displaced within the country. So if you do the math, roughly about just under half, 11 million people are scattered within their own homes.
叙利亚有2400万人口。现在大概有一半的人口处于流动状态。
So let's continue to pray. I want to do a sermon. Okay.
That will be fine.
Okay. I'd like to do a sermon series for the next 2 months of September and October, the first week. I'll be preaching the first week of September and October, and then...ACC Pastor will be preaching in November. I'd like to do a 2 month sermon series to finish up what Sister Wei started for us last month in August.
我今天的讲道系列和下次两周的讲道将是一个系列的。
Sister Wei talked about the temple last month, in the first week of August.
上周徐威讲到了神的庙宇殿堂。
And I'd like to talk about the people that work. Let's say that the people that work at the temple.Which is actually all of us.
今天我想讲一讲在神的庙宇和殿堂中工作的人，那就是我们每一个人。
So tomorrow is officially Labor Day. It's a holiday that's been around for about 60 to 70 years. It celebrates blue-collar work specifically, and it's been turned to a national holiday both in the U.S. and in Canada to celebrate, hopefully, that bosses would appreciate their employees and they get a day off.
明天的劳动节主要是一开始是为了蓝领工人尊敬他们的劳动在加拿大和美国都开始有这样的节日。
What if we Christians use this as a double holiday?
我们基督徒可以把这个看成一个双重的节日。
For us to celebrate all the laborers in the church.
让我们来庆祝我们教会和在庆祝和纪念我们教会所有的劳动者。
We should call it a church labor day.
我们应该叫它是教会的
And it should celebrate all the workers that have a servant attitude.
我们来纪念教会里所有的带着仆人的心来工作的人。
When I say laborers, usually we think of ministers.
当我们说劳动的人，一般我们想说是牧师和牧者。
And very often when Grayson asks me what I do, he usually thinks of this. He thinks of all the different weddings we've been to. When he thinks of his dad as a minister, he thinks of this.
当我的儿子问我做什么的时候，他常常以为我是专职做婚姻、婚礼、婚庆的。
And by far, this is one of the best parts of the job. I get to go to We get to go to really beautiful times in people's lives and celebrate with them.
作为一个牧师，我有机会进入到每个人生命中最美好的时刻来见证他。
The word minister comes from the word ministry. In the Greek, it's called diakono. Say it together with me. Diakonio. Say it together with me. Diakonio.
服侍这个字，牧养，服侍这个字是有希腊的字根，叫 diakonio.
It means to serve.
它的意义是服侍。
It also comes from a separate word, doulio, meaning to serve as a slave.
同时它也有含义是指像奴仆一样的。
How many people feel that they're like a slave sometimes to their jobs, and that's why Labor Day tomorrow is a good thing? Anyone?
多少人觉得上班是一种痛苦，是一种折磨？请大家举手。
We got to work harder, and we got to work smarter. So in the New Testament, ministry is seen as a service to God and to other people in His name. I'm going to once again say this. In the New Testament,
在新约里,
Jesus provides the pattern for Christian ministry, for example, in a few places in the gospel, Matthew 20, Mark 10, John 13. All three verses point to one thing. Even the Son of Man, being Jesus, came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many.
在新约里面，耶稣基督他自己就为我们做了很好的榜样。他是来到我们当中，来到人当中，是为了服侍人，而不是为了被服侍。
So that is the New Testament, and Jesus gives us the basis and the foundation and the pattern for it, which is ministers are to serve.
所以在新约里面，耶稣基督说有这样一个规律，就是说，做牧师的人是做牧养的人是来服侍大家的人。
I'm going to fast forward that from the time of here Jesus to now, present day, into Labor Day 2015.The ministry in our day has taken on more of a vocational meaning, meaning that you can actually be a professional minister.
2000年以后的今天，这个词，牧羊变成了一个，职业的抬头。
So from the profession and the office of minister to the day where Jesus ministered by serving, something's changed in 2,000 years.
所以今天，牧养牧师是一个工作的抬头，而两千年以前是真正的是以仆人的心来服侍人。
And I'd like to do some historical teaching for about 1400-1500 years. This part, the most important part in white, that each Christian should be in the ministry of helping others. Romans chapter 12, chapters 10 to 13, 2 Timothy chapter 2. That was lost for about 1400-1500 years.
所以两千年以来，什么事情改变了呢？那事实上，在罗马书十二章三到八节、十节到十三节的时候，都讲述到每个基督徒都应该彼此服侍。
So I know today I want to think beyond that.
今天我要想的更多。
And as we read our passage, I want you to look for the clues of why God calls more than just one or two people to be a minister.
我们来看看为什么神会呼召更多的人来做牧师来牧养。
And I want you to be like my son. Right now he's four. Every question begins with why. Why?
我的儿子正处在一个十万个为什么的年龄。
Grayson, eat your vegetables. Why?
吃蔬菜吧。为什么呀？
Grayson, we're going to go to church. Get dressed. Why?
我们要去教会了，请穿衣服。为什么呀？
Grayson, we're going to have a baby. Why?
Grayson, 你会要有一个弟弟或者妹妹了。为什么呀？
So I want you to read this right now with this in mind. Why did God make us all ministers?
所以今天我们要来读这节圣经，来看看神为什么要呼召我们每个人做服侍的人。
We have a lot to unpack. I'm going to begin with Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to 16. Sister, Deacon Lei and I will alternate. I'll begin with the first slide. She'll read the next one in Chinese. I think we'll get the gist of it.There's only a few verses today. Let's begin with Ephesians chapter 4. Turn your Bibles there or follow along in the slides.
这是以弗所书4章11到16节。
Please read together me verses 11 and 12 together. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Deacon Lei will read this part in Chinese. The next slide.
只等到我们众人在真理上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
I'm just going to read the highlighted parts in English. We all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. In yellow, then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching. We continue on to the next slide. Together in English, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its own work. We have time. Deacon Lake, can you read verse 15, 16 in Chinese?
我用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按其职，照着个体的功能彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长。 在爱中建立自己.
These verses set up for us the only time in the whole Bible that the word pastor is used.
这个以弗所书是整本圣经唯一提到牧师这个字的.
Just once.
只有一次.
Pastor.
牧师.
There's thousands of churches across the U.S., thousands of pastors, and the Bible only talks about the office of pastor once.
在北美有成千上万的教会和牧师，而在圣经里面只提到一次。
We pick up now in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 and 9. I'll read first in English, and then this is really important, so we're going to read this in Chinese as well. Okay? In English together, verse 5, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I'm going to go to verse 9. We're going to come back and read this in Chinese. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. We're going to read this now in Chinese.
这是彼得前书2章5到9节。 你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司。
I'm going to begin with Ephesians chapter 4 in verse 14 here. Many of you guys know, in a few months, on Grayson's birthday, we expect our second child. So Grayson should have a baby brother or sister. We'll know in about a week and a half or two. Grayson is, Grayson's looking at me. Don't tell everybody. Grayson's like, don't tell everybody. So our second child will be basically born on Grayson's birthday is when we expect the baby.
我们还在期待第二个孩子的降生，他的生日可能跟我的大儿子是同一天。
And so when we read this, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching. I want you to imagine right now that you're like one of the youth, that you're in high school.
我请大家想象一下你是一个高中生。
Okay, that's right, all of you, both young and old. Imagine when you were back in high school, because for some of you it's going to be hard to imagine you're in school in America, so picture 20, 30 years ago, when you're in high school, imagine that someone had been picking on you.
请大家, 假设一下,在高中生的时候,有人, 对你很挑剔,
bullying you.
欺凌你,
and so you get emotionally hurt.
所以你情感上受到伤害。
Now, my hope is that one day Grayson, if someone picks on his younger brother or sister, will be there to defend his brother or sister.
我期望等 Grayson 长大以后，他能够在那里帮他的弟弟和妹妹，能够帮助他。
That he would be brave enough and strong enough and loving enough of his brother or sister to stand up and defend them.
我希望我的大儿子能够有够坚强和够有爱心来保护他。
That he would be smart enough to go find a school teacher before he tries to fight the person.
也希望他能够足够聪明，先去找到老师，再来动手。
So imagine if Grayson sees his younger brother sister getting picked on, and they both get picked on. He goes to the teacher, and the teacher goes to both of them and says, don't be a baby.
如果他们去找老师的话, 老师有可能会说, 你们不要再像小孩子一样了。
Think about how cruel that would be that just after a few months of Grayson going to school with a sibling, that both of them were put down and said, don't be a baby.
这其实是有点残忍的事情，因为他们被告知不要再像孩子一样。
A young child can't help being a young child. And it takes time to grow up.
一个孩子不能够帮助自己，不是孩子，他没有办法控制自己的成长。
That's scenario one. Now, I said there's a timing factor because I said you guys were in high school. Scenario two is this. I said that you guys were in high school. So if that happened and someone's picking on you, it would be time for you to start acting like you are in high school.
这是情景一。那情景二呢，是在高中的时候，你就会做出像高中生的样子，你就是高中生的样子和面貌。
And so today, as we get ready to celebrate 7-8 years of God's goodness, it's time to grow up.
我们今天来庆祝教会的八年的建立，是我们应该成长起来的时候。
There are some aspects of Christian maturity that do take time.
有些的成熟是需要时间的。
But here's the fact. When people put their trust and truly accept Jesus as their Lord, maturity can follow very quickly.
当我们宣称耶稣基督是我们救主的时候，理论上我们是应该能够立刻成熟起来的。
And it's time for us to start talking and to start acting that like we want to be more mature, that we want to grow.And as we grow, that means one thing that many of you do not want me to say right now. We need you to serve.
我们只要有愿意成熟的愿望和愿意成熟的决心和行动，我们是可以成长起来的。
And we need you to serve full time as a minister for Jesus in your workplace, in your home, with your neighbors, in the schoolyard.
我们实际上是希望你通过服事成长为神的祭祀，在职场中，在工作中，在家庭里面，你能够通过服事成为神的祭祀。
I'm going to say that again, that every Christian can and should grow, and that every Christian can serve in a way that they are called to by God for the purpose of building up the church.
每个基督徒应该能够成长起来。第二是每个基督徒都能够通过服事来成长起来。
Last February 2014, April 2014, and June 2014,I did this exact same sermon series, except I kind of went ahead. I assumed that there was maturity. I assumed that this was something you've been taught in Sunday school. I assumed there's a presupposition that this is a theological fact, which is that everyone is a minister. And I realized there's been some pushback on that lately.
去年两月份和四月份和六月份，我做一个系列讲座的时候，我特别讲到我们每个人都可以起来成为祭司。但是我发现这一年可能大家对这个信息可能有接受程度各有不同。
So since February, April, June 2014, and the past year and a half, this is what I've seen. Do we really, all of us really believe in the priesthood, that every person's a minister? Do we really believe in the priesthood of every single member here at RCCA?
我们在过去的一年里面是不是真正的相信和认为我们每个人都可以成为祭司呢？都可以成为一个有牧者的精神呢？
And so as I look back at the past year and a half,There's a lot that we can do in the way that we train people to be a minister and a disciple of Jesus Christ.
在过去的一年里面，我看见我们其实可以为门徒培训和培训大家更有服事的精神，可以做更多的事。
I support Sister Wei and her strong belief in training of the laity. What is the laity? It is non-clergy, non-paid people. It's all the people, all the congregation in the church. Training is essential for church health and growth.
我特别支持许巍传道在去年在 Kingsville 传教各个传教上兴起弟兄姐妹普通的没有神学背景的人来做服事。
I don't want RCCA to be a passive church. I want us to be activated and alive.
我不希望我们教会是一个被动的教会，我希望我们是一个主动的有生命的教会。
Lau Shaler, church growth expert, says one of the most common signs of a passive churchis a congregation that employs staff members to carry out all the ministries of the church. That enables the vast majority of adults in the congregation to enjoy a relatively passive role, sitting back, listening and critiquing the sermons, enjoying the wonderful choir, the chairs, while paid staff members do all the work.
如果一个教会的会众仅仅是每周来教会享受教会的服事，听这个敬拜团队唱歌，然后就以为是应该是拿薪水的牧者能够做所有的事情，那这样的话这个教会就被认为是一个被动型的教会。
I want to point out that Sister Wei is a good example of this. I gotta say this very carefully because I'm not saying she's passive. Sister Wei is a good example of someone that's not passive.
徐薇就是一个不是特别被动的人的例子。
If you know her, she's very fiery, right?
她里面充满了火。
She is very active. She has a full-time job.
她自己有她自己的工作。
She has a role as a minister at this church.
然后她自己在教会里还承担
了一定的职责。 I appreciate her a lot. My respect for her doesn't come out of her title. It comes from her sacrifice. And I think if you're like me, it comes because she sacrifices those things to still serve people.
徐薇在教会里的抬头和她的并不是我尊敬她的理由，我是尊敬她能够放弃自己的时间和能够全身心的为教会的传福音做她的事情。
I want to propose this. I'd like to teach a Sunday school class about women in ministry.
我特别想教一个主日学，关于妇女和服事。和服事和祭司的这样一个题目。
I'd be willing to debate anybody on the topic of women in ministry.
我希望能够有看到更多的妇女能够进入服事的领域。
Some people like to debate. I don't like debating. I think debating is one of the weakest forms of encouragement in a church. But if that's what we want to have is an open discussion, I would love to teach one class. Gabriel's going to help me about women in ministry.
我希望能够教一节关于妇女和祭司服事的一个题目的课。
I'm going to continue on and go into some really deep theological and church history matters now.
现在我们回顾一下教会的成长历史。
I'd like to cover two things here. I'd like to talk about how the term pastor and the modern day role of pastor has come about.
我想跟大家讨论一下现代社会的牧师的作用。
Second, I want to talk about how the office and the professionalism of pastor has weakened the congregation to the reality given to us in 1 Peter chapter 2, the verse before us today. That is the priesthood of all believers.
事实上，我想跟大家讨论一下，当牧师在一个教会里职业化的时候，其实是减弱了这个教会的成长的机会。
I want to talk about the history of the modern understanding of pastor, preacher, minister, and how it's impacted the activity or the passivity of a group of people.
我特别想讨论一下，当整个一个教会如果不能够把自己看成每个人都是祭司的话，其实我们是伤了我们自己的成长。
And this is where we're going to head to. If we are really called to be ministers, then what is your role in the church?
如果我们每个人都能够成为祭司的话，你在教会里能够扮演什么角色呢？
The first thing I'm going to say is I believe that the office and if you just professionalize the pastoral role,This causes congregations to sit back, and like this pastor says, we become infants, just rock back and forth.
现在的情况是，当我们的牧师这个职位成为一个职业化的职位的话，那就很多会众就不会看到自己身上有祭司的潜能而起来服事。
We call this in organizations the 80-20 rule.
这是一个80/20
的规律。You guys know this one, right? 20% of the laborers do.We say 80, but really it's 100% of the work.
所以在一个像任何一个机构一样，在一个教会里，在一个地方，它很有可能是20%的人做80%的工作。
It's like this. I'm going to liken if the pastor or the minister is supposed to be a servant, then that means we're supposed to get our hands dirty. Then it's like this. I grew up for a little short period of our time. We had a maid. We grew up poor. We came into some money. We had a maid for a few years. When Lorena met me, she was absolutely...She thought I was like the laziest person ever.
我在认识我的妻子之前，我经济上非常困难，所以当我的妻子认识我的时候，觉得我是全世界非常懒惰的人。
So that meant that I had my laundry done for me every day.
这就是说，有的人就有我的衣服就有人给我洗。
Shirts press clean.
衣服有人给我烫。
Her name was Lynn.
她的名字叫 Lynn.
I'll tell you a joke because Lorena's last name is also Lynn.
Lorena 的姓就是 Lynn.
So Lorena said, my last name is Lynn, not my first name.
Lorena 说我的姓是林，不是我的我的名是林。
Meaning when we got married, I had to start doing my own laundry.
所以我跟 Lorena 结婚以后，我就亲自做洗我的衣服了。
And that's a lot what it's like. If you go to a church, especially a big church, you see all the pastors, ministers, everyone doing everything for you. You can sit back, cruise, do nothing.
这就是就像我们来教会一样，当你在教会里看见牧师和其他的牧者都在做事的时候，啊，因为他们是领取工资的人，是全职的，那你就很容易坐在那里，什么事也不做，来享受所有人给你的服务。
That's a luxury that big churches have.
这个是大教会的一个奢侈的地方。
That's not the reality of the New Testament church. God called people to serve, to get their hands dirty.
但是在新约里面，神实际上是呼召每一个人都出来做祭司的工作，每个人都服侍。
Okay, I'm going to go into some history here, so follow along with me. We need to differentiate in Ephesians chapter 4 here, the difference between the office of a pastor and what it represents and the person that fills it. Let me use another word for this. There's position, and then there is function. Say that together with me. There is position, and then there is function.
So 这里有一个位置，也有一个职责，这是两个不同的概念。
So the word minister is used throughout the Bible.
祭司，这个字在整个在这个圣经里面是非常常见的字。
Diakonia is found over and over again in the New Testament, to serve, to serve, to serve.
也在新约里面，祭司也就是服侍的意思。
The Greek word translated pastor, say this together with me, poimen. Say it together, poimen.
牧师是在希腊语里面是 poimen 这个字。
It's used once.
只在圣经里面出现过一次。
It means shepherds.
它的意思是牧羊人。
And then you go into Latin, and pastor, the actual word is Latin for shepherd.
就在拉丁语里面就是这样的词根。
It's a metaphor described to describe a particular, say it together with me, function in the church.
这是一个比喻，是一个具体的职责的比喻。
It's not an office or a title in the Bible. Think about that.
这不是一个抬头，也不是一个职业化的名称，仅仅是一个功能。
There is pastor modern day as a position, office and title versus pastor in the Bible as a function.
所以在今天的基督徒的教会里面，牧师这个不仅仅是一个功能，而且是一个位置。
Verse 11, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers.
在那个以弗所书说，他就是耶稣基督所赐的，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
If you know from Sunday school, these five positions are somewhat controversial, whether the apostles continue through, whether prophets are still around today, but evangelists, pastors, and teachers in modern day are the three that we commonly use in the 3,000 denominations that we have in North America.
所以在这五个不同的位置上，那个使徒和先知还有传福音的，在各个教会里面都继续在使用。
What do you notice about the use of the word pastors?
请大家注意这个复数在这个在牧师这个字里面。
Poimen, it's what?
所以在希腊的词根里面，这是一个复数名词。
Why is it plural?
为什么是一个复数名词呢？
Think about that.
让我们来看看为什么神在教会里面说的牧师不是一个人，而是复数名词。
Pastors is significant, plural, because why?
为什么牧师在这里是不是以单数出现的？
Let me give you one explanation. Do you know that until the second century, the church had no official leadership?
在公元二世纪的时候，教会是没有是没有真正的领袖的。
I'm going to go back. It's plural.Because what? The Apostle Paul who wrote this, who represents Jesus, wanted shepherds amongst people. He wanted to function more so than people lording over it. What was the whole thing about Jesus? He wanted to change the Old Testament system. There's Pharisees, Sadducees, and the high priest who killed him. All that needed to be changed. There's a total misunderstanding of all that whole system. So Jesus destroys what was the temple system,makes it flat again, and he wants function, love, service, shepherding to push through.
事实上在旧约中各个殿堂是有一定的组织结构的。实际上是耶稣基督来到了世上以后，他就把这个组织结构扁平化，那就是没有 高低贵贱之分。
So up until the second century, the church had no official leadership. That is until Ignatius of Antioch.
所以一直到安提阿教会的时候，在公元二世纪，教会是没有真正的领袖的。
So he said, this is the dude, he said that the structure he proposed was bishop, now very carefully, stood in the place of God. He then says there's presbyters, which stood in the place of the 12 apostles. And then, he said, then there's the people.
所以在安提阿时代的伊阿爵这个人，他提出的教会的一个结构是，大祭司就是 bishop， 是就好像像神一样，然后在他下面是那些祭司，这些人就好像是十二使徒一样，然后才是会众。这个是安提阿教会那个时候提出来的教会组织结构。
Ignatius, our early church father, he said that the bishop has ultimate power.
然后，伊纳爵说，大祭司有最终的最高的权威。
And should be obeyed absolutely. These are a few excerpts from his text. All of you should follow the bishop as Jesus Christ follows the Father. That sounds good enough.
就好像耶稣基督，跟从父神一样，你们所有的人都要来听从服从这个大祭司。
In red, we kind of question this with 2,000 years of church history, tradition, reason, and experience. No one is to do any church business without the bishop.
所以如果没有大祭司的话，整个教会就不能够运转。
He says, wherever the bishop appears, there let the people be. Neutral.
所以当这个大祭司出现的话，才会有人。
In red, you yourselves must never act independently of your bishop and clergy.
这个伊纳爵还说，你永远要依靠大祭司和神职人员来做所有的事情。
You should look at your bishop as a type of father.
你应该仰望大祭司像
父亲一样。Whatever he approves, that is pleasing to God.
只有他同意的事情，神才会喜悦。
How many people love that?
有多少人喜欢当时的教会组织结构？
How many people are cautious of that?
有多少人认为这个是值得警惕的一个教会组织结构？
It's interesting, right? For Ignatius, this bishop, he stood in the place of God, while the presbyters stood in the place of the 12 apostles.These presbyters and bishops, it fell on them to alone do the Lord's Supper, conduct baptisms, to perform weddings and marriages, and to preach sermons.
在那样一个教会组织结构下，那些神职人员，也就是那个祭司，他就做所有的这些洗礼、安慰人等等这样的工作。
It was like that for close to 300 years.At the Council of Nicaea, bishops began to delegate the responsibility of the Lord's Supper one step down to the presbyters.
而那个时候，那个大祭司就把他这些爱宴的工作分给这个祭司来做。
So the bishop said, "The presbyters, you can start doing the Lord's Supper. This, as a symbol of power, instead of being a symbol of unity and sacrifice, this becomes a symbol of power." And these people start becoming called the priests.
所以十二使徒的位置就被这个就是代理的大祭司的位置给取代了所以这个位置呢，大家就给他取个名字，就是天主教的神父。
I told the youth last week, what are the different names? There's minister, preacher, minister, preacher, pastor, priest. I said, out of all the ones that people mislabel me, that's the one I don't like the most, and it's because of this.
所以我最不喜欢大家叫我是 priest， 就是叫我祭司和神父，这就是我为什么不喜欢这个抬头的原因。
So what you start seeing is that Jesus abolishes the priest system to only have it come back into church history.Interesting, isn't it?
所以你们可以看看，在旧约里，在那个圣经里面，耶稣基督所谓想要扁平化的一个组织结构，在二世纪的时候又被重新恢复了。
And then at the Council of Nicaea, they said that now the bishop is now called the high priest and could forgive sins.
而且更可怕的是，那个时候的大祭司可以宽容人的罪。可以赦免人的罪。
All these trends obscured the New Testament reality that once again, all believers are priests unto God.
然后一直到了新约的时候，才会出现了凡是信神的人都应该是祭司这样一个概念。
So then for the next 12 to 1300 years from this time forward, we have a few things. One, high schoolers, what's one of the most embarrassing things in our history?When there was absolute power in the priestly system, there was the Crusades.
那个时候就会有十字军东征的事情，那是因为当权力高度集中就会出现这样的事情。
There was a selling of salvation. You could buy your way into heaven.
你可以付钱来买你的救赎。
And so in the 16th century, this is where our, this is really where we get our roots, Protestant people.
在16世纪的时候，我们的新教徒就开始了，就渐渐出现了新教这样一个历史。
People started asking why. We call these people the reformers. They ask why about the Catholic priesthood hierarchy and was it actually biblical?
所以在16世纪的时候就有一些改革者就来质问说这样一个教会的组织形式是符合圣经原则的吗？
I'm going to open this up right now. Does anyone know what are a few things that they wanted to change?
有没有知道在16世纪的教会改革他们想改革一些什么事情呢？我们有没有人知道他们想要提出改革的内容？
Sister Wei, Martin Luther, John Calvin, what did they want to change? That you could read your Bible. You guys are doing the, you guys are trying to read through the whole Bible. The whole church trying to do this. They said that you, as a congregation person, could actually read the Bible. Up until this point, only who could read the Bible to you, the priest.
他们当时改革的内容之一就是在那个时候只有神职人员可以读圣经，而他们想提出的改革是全体教会的会众你都可以来读圣经。
And so by asking why, they said they attacked the idea that the priest had special powers. They believed that the priest actually changed the grape juice into the, or the wine into the blood of Jesus.
他们那个时候的认为是大祭司把水变成酒。
The Bible doesn't say that.And as people started to read the Bible, they said, the Bible doesn't say that. Who said that? Man said that.
当人们开始亲自读圣经的时候，人们就发现以前的那些解释是不对的。
They rejected Paul's apostolic succession, meaning, once again, what's above a priest? Apostles. They rejected the idea that people, they rejected the idea that the apostles continued after the early apostles.
那个时候是使徒的概念是被那些人所排斥的。
They encouraged the clergy to marry.
他们那个时候，改革的内容是，神职人员可以结婚。
They revised the church service to give congregation people more participation.
所以他们那个时候也改革了说，整个一个会众可以有更多的参与。
Most importantly, the high priest was not to be followed unconditionally, and it was rejected that he could forgive sins.
而且最高职位的大祭司已经不能够，能够来宽赎罪的，不是他，他不是唯一的最高的权威。
I want you to think about this. Did Jesus reject the high priest, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the separation that they had from the people?
你们是不是知道，神，耶稣基督那个时候就是本来就是特别反对这些大祭司拥有至高无上的权力的。
Yes, Jesus completely rejected that.
当时耶稣基督就是彻底的反对了这样一个权力组织结构。
So think about that. Someone comes to a pastor, a priest, and you give them this power to forgive that comes in the form of judgment. So think about this. Someone comes to you in their time of need. Has anyone come to you this week or the past month in your personal whiteboard experiment? When this person comes to you, they are vulnerable. And when they're vulnerable, you have a position of influence. You could almost say responsibility or power over top of them. What do you do with that authority?
当有人带着受伤的心到你面前来求帮助的时候，你自然而然的就对于他有一个权威。你想想看，你如何利用你的权威来帮助他呢
？Luther in the 1500s, Calvin mid 1500s, Zwingli mid 1500s affirmed that the priesthood, with respect to one's relationship to that everyone was a priest.In relationships to one individual relationship to God.
那些那个时候教会改革有名的人是卡尔文、路瑟和茨威利，他们都认为每个人在教会里都有祭司的职分。
John Calvin did not like the word priest anymore.
卡尔文这个人他再也不喜欢祭司和他再也不喜欢神父这样一个词。
Can you guess what word he preferred?
他喜欢什么词呢
？Pastor.
他提出了牧师这个字
because he wanted to see people stop abusing the power emotionally, resource-wise. For the first 1500 years, who were among the richest in society?
在16世纪以前，社会上最有尊贵的权威、最富有的人是谁呢？
It was the priests.
就是那些神父和祭司。
And the more that you paid into their The more you paid into, I want to save my family, you paid indulgences and you paid penance, the more the priest got to live amongst the rich. They're the most educated. You know, we all know these things. The more educated you are, the more authority you have, influence you have over people, the more power you have.
当你在那个时候、大祭司们实际上是权力的最顶层，而绝对的权威就造成了绝对的腐败，他们正成为社会的精英、拥有了大量的财富。
So this is I want you to listen to John Calvin's heart. John Calvin said the reason he wanted to use this obscure word pastor in Ephesians is because he said it means shepherd. This is a different word in Hebrews chapter 13. He said that Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep. I wanted to say this right now. That's a totally two different words. But he wanted to use this metaphor to link back to Jesus, the chief shepherd of all, of all his flock.
在旧约里面、耶稣基督被比喻变被比喻成牧羊人。那在卡尔文他在宗教改革的时候，他重新使用了这样一个比喻，他、用牧师这样一个字来比喻牧羊人这样一个角色。
Now to say, for about 200 years, what replaced pastor and minister for 200 years was the word preacher. Because you needed a lot of treatises and reports and argument back and forth between people. So for 200 years, Catholics and Protestants were arguing. And so what happened was the great men and women who argued back were became known as preachers.
那个时候大概有200年的时候、新教基督新教和天主教他们处于一个不停的争论中，他们争论、这些名字到底应该怎么叫。
After about 200 years, as people became more literate, as the Bible, which is the first book ever printed, right, on the printing press, as people started reading the Bible after 200 years, as people, just you and I, had more access to knowledge, people realized that there was no more use in arguing and debating, that it was really time to care for people. And that's how we had the transition where people took Calvin seriously. That's the word pastor comes into prevalence because people need to care for each other.
200年以后，当越来越多的人开始熟读圣经的时候，大家就开始停止这种无谓的争论了。那这个时候、牧师这个字就渐渐取代了、牧者还有、神父还有、祭司这两个称呼。
I'm going to pause in about 1 minute here, but isn't that an interesting development in Church History 101?
这就是教会的历史一些很有趣的事实。
We need to differentiate between the office of a pastor, which does not exist, and what it represents, and the person that fulfills it functionally.
我们应该来区分、一个牧师的一个职位和他的一个、功能和职分。我们区分一下职位和职分。
We're going to pause here. The type of work that you guys do, the type of work that you're pausing tomorrow on Labor Day, is very different than the type of work that happens and is needed in churches.
我们在属事的职场的工作和教会的服事是非常不同的。
I said it differently here. I said the type of work, caring, shepherding from your heart that is needed by churches is very much different than the white-collar work that we do often in our everyday jobs. That's not an excuse for you not to do ministry. It just means that we need more training in RCCA.
我们平时的白领工作啊、跟教会的服事不同，因为教会的工作需要更多的关怀，需要更多的牧养，是由内心而出来的。因为跟你的日常生活的不同，所以我们需要更多的培训。
How many people, raise their hands, would like to know more about how to care for people?
我们多少人需要能够学习如何更好的关心别人
？How many people would like to learn more about how to shepherd in your workplace and your neighborhood? It's like to actually get to know your neighbors.
有多少人有兴趣来牧养他工作的单位的人和知道他邻人更多？
I want to pause here. We'll pick up again next month. We are in this together. RCCA, each of us here. If you allow Jesus to use you, we...get to be ministers together. That's right. Look at your neighbor right now. Point to them. You. Point at your neighbor.
所以我们如果能够让神来使用我们，我们每个人都可以成为神的祭司。
In front of you is a form, and I need this for next month. I'd like you to take some time to fill it out now. If you don't have a pen, try to do it in the next, before snack time. It simply says there, I'd like to know, take your best guess. We need to know your name.I'd like to know what you take your best guess, what your spiritual gifts are.
当神其实是按照我们每个人的能力给了我们许多的 许多的天分，请大家发现你的椅子上可能会有一张表格，请写下你的名字，并且告诉尽量发现你自己的天分是什么。
If you don't know, that's okay too. Just write that down there. I don't know, but then what I want to know is, do you want to know more?
因为神按照我们个人的蒙恩都是。照着基督所量给人的恩赐，所以如果你不知道你的恩赐的话，也可以在这里写出说我还不知道我的恩赐，这样我们就可以看看你是不是有兴趣来发掘自己身上的恩赐。
We're going to use this for the basis of answering some questions in the next sermon next month. Could you spend 2 to 3 minutes right now? In about 2-3 minutes, we're going to do communion. Pastor Sung's going to come to the front and do the whole communion. But could you right now spend 2 to 3 minutes as the music plays, just to fill this out?And just take your best guess as to what spiritual gift God has given you.
请大家利用下面的2到3分钟的时间，在音乐响起的时候，写下自己认为神按照你的能力能量所给你的恩赐，以便来看一看自己在教会里应该有怎样的服事。等一会儿音乐起来的时候，你可以完成这张表格，然后张牧师就上来给大家做圣餐的仪式。